On today's segment of A Moment in Time, author and educator Dr. Jennifer Patterson shares segments from her book, Something New, Making Changes That Last.
What's your persistent issue? Has it rendered you insane? What I mean is, are you doing the same thing the same way yet expecting different results? If so, that simply means that you need to make some changes. Have you been suffering from this for a while now? Does it come and go to where you kind of forget just how damaging it might be? Have you minimized its impact because sometimes it manifests itself and sometimes it doesn't? When something is not functioning properly, just because you choose not to make changes does not mean that it will eventually go away. In fact, that issue will eventually get worse and create conditions that you never considered. Just ask the woman with the issue of blood who tried all of the doctors in her community and even surrounding communities with no positive results. What she did wasn't working. What the doctors tried didn't work. You might even say that she was just a little insane until she changed her mind about her approach. She made changes in the way she pursued real healing when she abandoned conventional medicine and logical ways to treat her issue. She made changes in the way she was thinking when she pushed through the crowd and reached out for Jesus. She made changes in the way she pursued real healing when she grabbed new life from the hem of his garment. She understood that the old way was not working and that she needed a new way. It's time to come to terms with insanity. Your tendency to do things the same way while expecting different results. It's time to come to terms with insane thinking, insane perspectives, insane beliefs, and insane habits. If the old way doesn't work, you're not able to get to God's design for you. Bottom line, staying where you are renders you officially insane and deactivates your divine purpose. Friends, it's time for something new.
For more information about Something New, Making Changes That Last, visit wjou.org.